Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My success is causing me problems, Jason.
That's a good problem to have.
Not when it's at home.
Oh.
So my wife just informed me that she's had to pick up the second of our daughters from school today. And really what it is, one daughter came home, and it's monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
And so the other, of course, had to come home.
Are they in school together? Are they in class together?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So they're not in the same class, but they're like in the same the same team. I don't know what the hell they call it.
So one knows when the other's not there.
Exactly. And at the same point, I was breaking the news to her that I wasn't going to be home on time tonight because Daryl owes me a burger, a milkshake, and teasers from our Guardians bet. And it got progressively tougher to sell her on this the more children coming home from school.
What I'm unfamiliar with the bet. What was the bet?
I'm so glad you asked, because today's
Did I just walk right into
day.
It? Did I just walk into it?
Did I set up this whole thing just so I could brag about winning this bet?
Sounds like it.
Maybe. So in the preseason, we were arguing about the over-under being set at 79.5.
Yeah.
So I spotted Daryl a couple games and said, if they win 83 games or more, you have to buy me a burger, teasers, and a milkshake. And if they win below that, then I will buy you food.
What are teasers?
You haven't had potato teasers? So it's like you basically, you take a potato, you hash it up like you're going to make hash browns, but you form it with chopped up jalapenos and chopped up cheese, and then you deep fry it.
Where are you getting this?
That's a local establishment that might start with an S and end with an N.
Oh, all
unless right. You include the plural with a
So you should take them to the place with has a number of guys where you have to refinance a vehicle in order to afford the burger. Really hit them in the heart.
So I think I did the best that I could do, because I also Daryl is a friend. He's a friend that I like to shove
matter.
His nose in it.
No mercy on bets.
But here's the other thing. I also was like, I could be wrong about this. So I was so confident that I put up like a $15 meal, at a certain local establishment, I maybe wasn't ready to go to $25 on that, knowing that my fat ass was sure going to eat one way or another, whether I was buying or whether he was buying. So I will tell you, I think people have started to compare the regular season atmosphere with the Guardians games. Now that we are down the stretch with 11 games to go, to Browns regular season games. And we had Jason Stanford on, former big league pitcher, former Gardo's pitcher, still in the area here. And he had said that he was at the game on Sunday and felt a little disappointed with the crowd.
I did see that they had low attendance. But I thought overall, the attendance has been pretty good this year. But I did see that it was a little down for that series.
So I think, I think it's as fair to say as if we're talking regular season football versus regular season baseball.
There's no comparison.
I don't think it's an indictment on Cleveland. Like, I think we have these crutches that we use that we like weaponize against baseball. Guys, it just might be we live in America and baseball isn't as popular as football. I don't think that's a Cleveland problem or a knock against the Guardians.
Well, it's 17 versus 162.
Yes. Well, and the timing matters. Like, we're in the final 15 games of the season.
Yeah. There's a pennant race, but is there really a pennant race?
It really, since what, the Royals series 2 weeks ago, the edge has been taken off?
When Kansas City lost Vinny Pascantino,
yeah,
is really when this thing sort of turned. And Minnesota unraveled a little bit. So it's not like it's a down-to-the-wire type of finish here. I think we know how this is going to go.
Well, and I actually, so it does prove my point that I think we're ill-equipped for a pennant race because of the bipolarity of the reactions on wins and losses in the month of August. But I also think this is the other part of it. Like, we've now reached the point where, all right, they're making the playoffs. It would be a historic collapse if you don't make the playoffs with a magic number of two. So that's one part. And two, I think they realize, like, as much as we're going to pump our chest if you get a top two seed, as much as we pump the chest if you win the AL Central, I think because everybody's kind of understanding that in baseball, you can have the best team in baseball and be out in the second round of the playoffs,
yep,
with the bye, with all the advantages and amenities of being the best team in baseball. And I think sometimes we put that, Jason, to things like, it's about synergy. It's about how well you were playing. Dude, that stuff is both high level and low level. You just have a bad game and be out. You can play four super competitive games. If you lose three of them and set yourself up to have a bad game, you have a bad game the wrong day. So, like, I think a lot of people have also talked themselves out of caring about whether you win the division or whether you get a top two seed, which to me is wild.
So you don't think people care about a top two seed?
I don't think it is driving.
Maybe
I think
because
people care, but I don't think it's end all be all.
Maybe because the unfamiliarity and it's still relatively new setup with extra teams.
Well, and I think the early numbers are, it's like 50% that it actually means you're going to the ALCS.
I think I actually think there's a massive difference between the first seed and the second seed.
Like, really?
Yeah. Just home field throughout. Home field advantage in the ALCS.
Yeah,
that's a big deal.
The problem is you still are, like, no matter how you skin this cat, you're going to either have to beat the Orioles or Yankees in the second round or the Astros in the second round.
Fine. Do you want Game 7 to be in Houston?
Is it bad that 2016 ruined this a little bit for me? That I just assume?
There are scars from...
Yes.
I mean, listen, there's no such thing as guarantee, obviously. But you want to give yourself every advantage possible, if that's what it comes down to.
I will. So I just want a top two seed. I just want the pass go, collect your $200 so you can get to the ALDS.
See, I am firmly in the home field throughout because this is a young team, a very young team, who probably might pee a little bit when it's really time to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want the comforts of home for that.
I mean, I guess given that they've been a much better team at home than they have been on the road, like most teams, I think that makes sense.
And we're talking about, I mean, we're playing this all the way out, and we're talking about a Game 7 of the ALCS.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that every time. But home or road, you'll take that every time. But I just think and maybe, you know, it's a young team, but maybe they've grown up a little bit over the course of October if it gets to what we're talking about here. But just young players and not sure how they would respond to the moment, respond to a pressure situation of one game to go to the World Series – I think it's critically important, actually, to have the one seed versus the not that you're going to be disappointed in the two seed, but you go for the one seed. Go for the top seed and home field throughout.
So I think I might not be all the way where you are, but I can see your point. What I will say is I don't think that matters a lick of difference to the casual fan out there. Like, because again, I do think because Kansas City's now 5 games back, Minnesota's, 7 games back.
So fans are in a wake me up when it's October.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's pretty logical because even the race for the 1 versus 2 seed, I don't think people think about the way you just said it.
Probably not.
And I think it's more important that you get the bye than we quibble about 1 seed, 2 seed.
Totally agree.
Which I think is wild.
But if I'm in the offices that are being renovated right now over at Progressive Field and I'm looking at the board, I'm doing everything in my power to get that 1 seed. I'm going all out every single game. You know, I mean, okay, you're going to have a champagne celebration, maybe give guys off the next day off type thing. But I'm playing this thing out, and I'm doing everything I can to get the number 1 seed in home field.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Advantage.
I just remembered, because you said the champagne celebration, I just realized we're about to enter the worst part of baseball season.
I totally agree. It's so dumb.
Well, where everybody argues about whether they should celebrate the accomplishment.
Oh, no. You celebrate winning a championship. That's what you celebrate. Don't celebrate winning a freaking wild card, clinching a wild card.
You're too young to have this take.
No, I'm not.
Celebrate.
Why does no other sport do it then?
Because other sports don't have the tradition of doing it the way baseball
By the way, I am a baseball. I love it. Baseball's my first love.
That's a racer phrase?
That's my first. No. Baseball is my first love. Like, I've loved the. I was an Indians fan before I was any other fan of any team in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So I am old school tradition.
So you don't like it?
It's
like a fan.
It's dumb.
So, as a fan, you're like, oh, don't do that.
Well, it's just dumb. What are you celebrating? Congratulations. You extended your season. You didn't win anything.
Okay. No, you did. You won the regular season.
Okay.
You're one of six. Math is hard.
Do you get a participation trophy for that?
Oh, my God. 216-474.
Do you get a juice box for that?
0092. I didn't realize I was walking into a hornet's nest.
celebrate when you win a championship. Save the champagne for a championship.
All right. Should they celebrate winning?
No, we don't have to do that.
No, we're doing it because.
Come on. I would agree to Jason. Like, like for the teams that like the Braves won, like what was it, like 14 straight division championships? Yeah. Like at some point that gets old, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't, it's, you can't just celebrate that because it becomes like the kind of the standard.
I bet you Bezos is like, I only made $1 billion today. My life sucks. Like, that's, what are we doing here? Like, the whole point is to make the playoffs. The whole point is there's a wide variance of outcomes.
So then why don't NFL teams do it? Why don't NBA teams celebrate champagne to clinch a playoff spot?
You should ask those leagues.
Okay,
you
but if you,
that's not an indictment on baseball for celebrating good things.
Yes, it is. But if you get to the playoffs and lose and get swept or get beat in the first round, you were no better than the team that didn't make the playoffs at that point.
So by kid number three, we should stop celebrating, not handing out cigars because you've been there, done
that
before.
What are you talking about?
Like, I'm just trying to figure out like when I'm allowed to celebrate and when I'm not.
When you win
to
a championship, you can celebrate making the playoffs with some high fives and some beers out at the bar after the game. That's how you celebrate.
I think
that.
You even celebrate like if you won the ALCS and get to the World Series. Like, I can see that again.
I would maybe allow that. Yes,
maybe allow that.
Maybe.
I so if you were in the locker room, would you feel different?
No, I've been in the locker room for those.
No,
I think this is dumb.
I mean,
why
if you
are you
were
doing
a player,
this?
If you were a player and it was your team,
I would be
would
pissed.
You walk around and tell people
I would
to
be
knock
mad.
It off?
I would be mad. We haven't won anything yet. What are you doing? Put that down.
216.
Put the cork back in that.
474-0092. I don't think it'll keep through the end of October. Is Jason an old man yelling at the clouds, or do you agree with him?
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.